Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, continuing to discuss laws related to tefillah. So the Mishnah is going to mention different tefillahs that it seems some people, for whatever reason, were tempted to say, and the Mishnah is going to address them, and the Mishnah is going to say that it's not okay. You're really not allowed to say it. Says the Mishnah Ha'omer, if somebody says, Al kant sipar yakiu rachamecha. So this tefillah means, if a person would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you had tremendous rachamim, tremendous compassion on birds. So where do you find that Hashem had rachmanos on birds? There's a mitzvah in the Torah where Hashem displays tremendous rachamim on birds. It's the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, that if a person sees a mother in its nest together with its little babies, so you're not allowed to just go ahead and kidnap the babies in the presence of the mother. But the Torah says, shalech teshalech haseim, you have to send the mother away, v'abonim tikach lach, and then you're allowed to take the children. So you see, Hashem had rachmanis on the birds, otherwise there would be no such mitzvah, shiluach hakan. So says the Mishnah, if somebody says, al kant sipar yagiu rachamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you had rachmanis on the birds, so too have rachmanis on us. Or, if somebody would say, Val Toivi Zachre Shmecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should be acknowledged for all the good things that you do. The bad things, I don't know. But the good things that you do, you should be acknowledged for. Or if a person says, Moidim, Moidim. He doesn't just say Moidim in Shmoy Nesrei once. He says, Moidim, Moidim. All three of these people, Meshaskin Oisei, we quiet them. So all three of these things are not good. Now the truth is, of the three things, two of them are very understandable. Let's go backwards. If someone says, Moidim, Moidim, why would we make him quiet? Because it sounds like he's thanking two people. Moidim, Moidim, you're thanking Hashem. Who's the other person you're thanking? What, you believe in Avodah Zarah? That's what it sounds like a little bit. If a person says, Val Tov Yizachar Shemecha, Meshaskin, I say, why? Hashem, thank you, Shkoich, for all the good things that you do. The bad things, no, that's not a Jewish way. We believe, Kishem Shemavarchan Allah Toiv, Kach Mevarchan Allah Ra. You have to give bracha for bad things that happen as well. It's not the same bracha, Baruch Dayinu Emes, it's called Siddur Kadin, but there is a concept of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving a bracha. You see, Yidden, sometimes they have terrible tzaras, and they get up, Maminim B'nei Maminim, they give brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in incredible ways. That's what Yidden do, and it's called Siddur Kadin, and it's the halacha. So we could understand if a person would say, Val Toiv Yizachar Shemecha, Meshaskin Oisei. But what's so terrible if a person says, Al Kant Sipar Yagiru Rachem, Hashem, you had rachmanis on the birds, and just like you had rachmanis on the birds, so too you should have rachmanis on us. Is there something terrible about what this person is saying? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara gives two pshatim, what might be bad. We'll mention one. One pshat the Gemara says is that you're going to cause jealousy in Maisa Bereshis, because all the other animals in the animal kingdom are going to say, oh, Hashem likes the birds, doesn't like us as much. So we don't want to make such a public declaration and announcement about the fact that Hashem showed some favoritism to the bird, and as a result, you shouldn't say, Al kant sipar yagiu rachamecha. You're causing kinna in Maisa Bereshis. And it's for that reason we quiet him. The other reason, by the way, that the Gemara says is because the person that says this is suggesting that he knows why Hashem gave us mitzvahs, as if there's really reasons for mitzvahs, and there is an idea, this man Damer holds, that there's no way for us to really know why we have the mitzvahs, and therefore you're saying Shiluach HaKan is based on the fact that Hashem had Rachman is on the birds. You don't know that, you can't say it, and if somebody says it, we tell him to be quiet. The Mishnah continues, if somebody davens for the Yomid V'tah and he makes a mistake, Yaver Acher Tachta, you should replace him, let somebody come else and replace him. And usually, if someone asks you to daven for the Yomid, there's an idea that don't just jump right away, even if you want to, but don't just go right away. Now you make believe, I don't really want, I'm not in the mood, my throat hurts, right? You try not to immediately be the one to daven for the Yomid. But in this case, that's not what you're supposed to do. If somebody comes and he wants you to daven for the Yomid, you're supposed to daven for the Yomid. Minayin hu maschol, if somebody made a mistake, and now you're replacing that person, where should you start from? Mitchilas habracha shetaba. You should start from the beginning of the bracha that this person made the mistake in. Meaning this person made a mistake, so let's say he made a mistake in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. So you should start from the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. Perikei Mishnah Dalet. Over the Fneateva, if somebody's davening for the Amid, Loyana Akra Kehanim Amid. So you're davening for the Amid, and in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the Kehanim get up and they're duchening. So when the Kohen says his bracha, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, what does everybody say? Amen. If you're the Baal Tefillah, should you say Amen or should you not say Amen? So the Mishnah says the Baal Tefillah shouldn't say Amen. Why not? So you would think maybe it's a hefsek, right? In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can't just say Amen. It's not the reason. The Pnei HaTiruf, because we're afraid you're going to get confused. See, in the olden days, they didn't have Siddurim. So the Baal Tefillah would daven by heart. So if the Baal Tefillah is davening for heart, he's going to start saying Amen. He's going to get confused. He's not going to know where he's holding. It can mess up the whole Shmoneh Esrei. If it means Shem Kohen Elohu, let's say the only Kohen in Shul is the Baal Tefillah. Could the Baal Tefillah duchen in the middle of his own Shmoneh Esrei? So the Mishnah says no. Lo Yiseh Kapov. You shouldn't. Why? It's for the same reason. Because we're afraid it's going to confuse you. If the person is positive, he's confident that he'll be able to tuchin and then go back to daven without making a mistake, rashoi, then he's allowed to.